A man accused of child abuse says it's a lottery if a family gets a proper investigation by Oranga Tamariki. The Children's Ministry has admitted to shortcomings in following its own inquiry protocols. A Māori whānau advocate says this is further evidence the system is broken. Phil Pennington reports.
The child protection protocol between the Children's Ministry and police applies in the most serious cases, designed as a safeguard not just for the child, but against a skewed or inadequate investigation. Not so in a Northland case involving a boy who accused a man of abuse and then retracted the allegation. The case sparked a review which found that social workers did not look properly into the child's circumstances.
We didn't get talked to. They didn't know who we were. This organisation is tasked with supporting families and supporting your children, and so to have them rip your family apart and then tell you that they made a mistake and then have to fight them even when they've admitted that is really wrong.
This man, who RNZ legally cannot name, denies the abuse, and the police did not pursue the case after looking at it for about a year in 2018. He says a mishandled investigation poses a huge double-pronged risk of either not catching and stopping an offender or rupturing a family without due cause. The ministry's review of his case found investigation protocols were not followed, and a wider look revealed inconsistencies around the country. Lady Tureti Moxon, who took Oranga Tamariki to task at the Waitangi Tribunal, says the experience of many whānau is their tamariki are taken away and never returned by dubious means.
The issue that we have here is that no one asked the question, no one implemented the protocol. So the police can only act on their part in it. You know, it looks like we're working together as a unit, but in actual fact, we're quite independent, siloed government departments.
Oranga Tamariki says it's making improvements. In coming weeks, it will start monitoring and bring in more training to see that social workers follow the child protection protocol. Lady Tureti dismisses this as merely propping up a system that multiple inquiries have shown does not work.
The system is broken, and in order for us to fix it, it has to be deconstructed, and our children need to be returned to iwi, hapū, whānau, so that we can look after them in our own way.
The extent to which ministry social workers don't follow the protocol remains unclear. Half a dozen family court lawyers have told RNZ they have little visibility of how the protocol works, since they usually get involved later on. They say there appears to be effective cooperation between Oranga Tamariki and the police in some regions, but not in others. The accused man in Northland says it should not depend on whether you are lucky enough to get a good social worker and not a bad one.
Do we have an organisation that does what it likes when it likes, and its own policies and processes really don't matter? I don't know, but it's a lottery, to be honest.
Advocacy group Voice Whakaronga Mai says it's hoping for external oversight of the ministry to be stepped up. Its hopes rest on the 3-year-old independent children's monitor agency looking harder into Oranga Tamariki's practices.